Hi there, this is Anusha Rao, and welcome back to our podcast, The JRH Trio. Today I wanted to talk about the power of community in response to tragedy, something I observed recently in my hometown community of Oak Park, California. The past months have made this quiet town not so quiet anymore. On November 8, 2018, citizens were trying to cope with the previous night when a horrible shooting at Borderland Grill in Thousand Oaks killed 13 people. However, the community barely had time to properly grieve for the victims as another tragedy struck. The Woolsey Fire ignited and burned through Oak Park, Los Angeles, and Ventura County, causing thousands of residents to evacuate.
Thousands of people in Southern California have been affected by the Woolsey Fire. At least two people there have been killed, and several firefighters have been injured.
Amon Nabil, a freshman at Oak Park High School, describes his experience of evacuating during the fire.
As soon as we found out about the fire, we started packing to evacuate. There was a lot of things to pack, but for me, no matter how much I packed, I felt like it wasn't enough, and that I was going to lose everything that I had left behind. After 2 hours, we finally found a hotel. As soon as I started to unpack some of my things, I realized how little I had taken, and all the memorandums that I had left behind could be gone forever.
For many, the thought of evacuating hadn't entered their minds until firefighters said it was a mandatory evacuation. Sophomore Jackson Finch explained to me his denial of the fires coming to Oak Park.
My experience with the fire was surreal, like many other people living in this area. I left my house very late into the night when the fire was just approaching. The whole night didn't seem real. The harsh winds made it difficult to open the car door, plus there were tons of embers raining down. While driving out with my dad, I saw a palm tree and a house catch fire, with firefighters and policemen pouring into our neighborhood.
Despite everything, the residents of Oak Park were able to find strength in one another. Over $126,291 were raised for fire victims in 2 months on GoFundMe, exceeding all expectations. Local fire stations were flooded with donations, with everything from water to toothpaste piling up against the walls. The week after the fire, Shake Shack, a fast food restaurant in the nearby town of West Lake Village, donated all of their proceeds to Ventura County Community Foundation and offered first responders free meals.
The whole experience didn't even seem like a reality, but seeing the whole community come together as a whole gave me and other people I knew hope.
When it seemed like the worst would finally be over, the new year brought new worries to Oak Park residents. As heavy rain poured through the burn areas from January 14th to January 18th, residents received text alerts from the National Weather Service warning them of possible mudslides and flash floods. Amon Bio was one of the students forced to evacuate again. I asked him what kind of emotional pressure this brought back on him.
This process brought a lot of pressure on my back, worrying about school and my home. I tried to stay calm during this time and texted my friends to make sure they were all okay. My friend Izzy, however, had to evacuate her house since they were more prone to mudslides.
Welcome back to CBS 2 News this morning. It is 6:45. You're looking live from Mobile 2, driving through the rain on the 101 in Woodland Hills. Right now we're hearing reports of minor rock slides on Canaan Road and Malibu Canyon Road, and rocks the size of golf balls, concerns of flat tires, and of course hitting windshields.
We'll definitely be keeping a close eye on that. Also, we're keeping a close eye on Agora Hills, which is also concerned.
Fortunately, weather forecasting and proper precautions by the firefighters made sure the citizens are safe from the storm.
This time with the storms, we were a lot more prepared. I think weather forecasts made it very easy for us to prepare for the storm. Our neighborhood got sandbags and tarps to cover and protect entrances and exits so water wouldn't leak in. Fortunately, we didn't have any mudslides, but we were going to pack and evacuate our home if it got worse. But again, due to the weather forecasting and an all call that went out, we didn't actually have to leave our house.
A storm and flash flooding doesn't seem that dangerous, but if serious, it can be more detrimental to buildings than a fire is. Luckily, firefighters took the proper precautions to try and hold back the mudslides by tarping and holding back the land. The biggest work was done on the top of Wembley Avenue.
Communication within Oak Park School District also ensured that students could contact and get to their families as soon as possible. I remember the teachers stopping whatever they were teaching in the middle of class to tell us that we were allowed to contact our parents. I talked to Assistant Principal of Oak Park School District, Jason Meskey, to talk about what were some of the actions they took for the students.
So what kind of measures is Oak Park taking to ensure student safety, other than like...
Well, yesterday we had kids go home, you know, as early as possible. We canceled after-school activities, just as a preventative measure because of how much rain was anticipated. I think our district's been very effective at communicating with families and students with the new text message alerts that went out. We're sending out all calls and alerting people as to what's happening in the community. Just keeping an eye, being aware of what Ventura County's doing. Keeping an eye on the weather, and it changes constantly. So just being up to date on everything that's happening.
Yet even through all this tragedy, students remain optimistic for what the future holds.
At the same time, I told all my friends that it prepares us for the real world ahead, and that we take all these memories, good and bad, throughout high school and into our future. And that one day, at our high school reunion, we are all going to look back on these events and see how these events made us stronger and better as a community.
The people of Oak Park will always remember and grieve the moment when fire appeared in their own backyard, but they will treasure the moments spent together as a community in the days that followed, and that is a truly irreplaceable feeling. This is Anusha Rao from Oak Park High School in California for the NPR Podcast Challenge. Thanks for listening.